So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. And if I'm looking a little bit tired today, I'm still struggling with jet lag. I am sleeping so many hours, and then when I have to get up, I don't really want to get up. But I do because I have to see the little one and the wife off as they go off to school. So welcome to the podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about your logo, about why nobody cares about your logo, and about why you should also be never deleting your content. So let's get straight into it then. So why does nobody care about your logo? So like, look, this is the graphic designer versus the marketer. This is the two rams butting heads over this issue. And if you're a graphic designer, you're like, no, my logo, definitely, it's got to be the right shade of blue. Because if it's the wrong shade of blue, it just ruins everything. It gives my brand values. And I get what you're saying, totally get what you're saying. But people still don't care. You care. Like, the right shade of blue does not provide brand values about how you love to help children in orphanages or anything like that. It just doesn't. It's just blue. And, like my logo is my name in black and gold, generally, on a white background. Depends where it is, but that's my logo. And people are like, yeah, but does that give you brand values? It's my logo. It says who I am. It says what the business is. It's got a phone number on it sometimes, depending on which one you're looking at. That's what it needs to do. Does it generate leads? It's got a phone number on it. That phone number, it's an 0800 number right now. Yes, it generates leads. Would it generate more leads if it had the right kind of blue on it, or the right kind of black, or the right kind of gold? I don't think it would make that much difference. But hang on a minute. You've not got a swish in your logo. If you've ever listened to the Nike book for Black Shoe Night, Black Knight, I can't remember what it's called, but the Shoe Dog, thank you, the Shoe Dog. So if you ever watch or listen to the book, The Shoe Dog, and you listen to his conversations about logo, everyone was aghast at the swish because it was just like, what is it? But it's irrelevant, it just doesn't matter. Let's give you some examples. IBM. What's their logo? I mean, it's so 80s anyway. It's completely out of date, but nobody cares, so it's fine. It's just IBM, awesome. Dell, the two ones that I use, Dell is just his name, Dell, in blue, probably the wrong shade of blue, but the E is on a slight angle. I don't know why it's on a slight angle. Maybe that provides brand values for Michael Dell's aversion to helping children in Africa. I don't know. I don't know what the E on an angle actually means. I don't know what part of his brand values that actually represents. And I don't really give a shit. I just want to know, does the i7 laptop work internationally? Or do I have to buy a transformer plug? Do you remember those big transformers that you had to loot around with you when you took your thing to America? Or, like, I don't care about what his logo is. I just want to know, if I order that, will it get here tomorrow? Or what do you mean it's 3 weeks? What? No, I need a laptop now. Oh, but his logo has got an E on the side. That's all right. I'll have two then. It just doesn't make any difference. The only person who cares about the logo is the person whose logo it is. Nobody else cares. They just don't give a shit. Give me an example of a logo where you went, I'm buying, I've just seen the logo. I wasn't sure at first because they didn't have my colour or my size, but now I've just seen their logo, I'm buying. I'll have two the wrong size, please. Let's go. It just doesn't work. I don't get it. Like, I know if you're a graphic designer that you're like, no, it has to, and I get it. And I do believe as well there has to be a balance, but when the balance is, no, we can't run with that. We have to delay everything because it's the wrong shade of blue, or it's not the right shape, or it's not the right colour, or the right size. I'm like, dude, let's just get this lot out. Let's get some orders in, and let's worry about the logo tomorrow. Let's get it out. Let's earn some money. Let's get the money in. So that is where I come in, but I don't believe the logo has, like, it's got some water, but it doesn't hold a lot of water. I don't even know what that saying means, by the way, but I thought I'd just use it. So a good old rant about logos. Like, nobody cares. I'm doing my business card. I've got my logo. Great. But my name, it needs to go up a little bit. Oh, no, that doesn't look right. It needs to go down a little bit on my business card. Oh, no, that's not right either. How about if I make it wider? Increase the line spacing. Oh, no, that's not right. Moves it back to the same position. That's it. Move it back to the original. That's perfect. Spot on. No, it's just the wrong. Can you turn that E, Michael Dell? Can we turn that E to one side? Yeah, no, that's no. Turn it a bit more. Oh, I think that's it. No, let's have the E facing the other way. Oh, yeah. No, just swap it back to how it was. This is how it goes. So, okay, logos, done. I've shut up about logos. Never delete content. Ever. Ever, 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 ever. If it doesn't look right, the only person who knows is you. Nobody else gives a shit. Nobody else is looking. No, just nobody else cares. Don't delete the content. Leave it out there, even your crappy ones. All my crappy ones are still on there. I've got a really bad one, We Buy Houses for Cash. It looked like the Easter, the cream egg company did it, because we've got the cream egg colours on there, red and blue, and it looks ghastly. I should probably post that up on Facebook as one of my early videos so people can laugh at it. It's disastrously bad. Does it still get hits? Yeah. Does it generate phone calls? Probably not. But who cares? Like, just leave it out there. Don't delete any content, because you're kind of missing the point here. The point is to get as much content out as possible. And if you're then going in, deleting certain bits because you don't think it's right, you're not putting out as much content as possible. So there has to be this balance between quality and quantity. And you can tell when the balance is imbalanced is because when the quantity that you're putting out and it is really dire and you can tell, then you need to slow down a bit. But then when you're only putting out one video a week, like, you got to drop the quality to get the quantity. And then when you get the quantity up, you're going to start getting better at those videos anyway, and you're going to want to start getting better at those videos. But you should never be deleting content, because once the content is out, you know, Google reads that content, it goes onto Facebook and it sees that content, it sees the link back to your website. That's a social signal. Like, that's important to your website SEO. Like, it's important in that, I'm looking for a book and I can't find a book. It's important as so much as if I have a book and I tear a page out, when you're looking at the book from the side, it doesn't make much difference. But when you're reading the book, it does make a difference because you missed the page with the important information out. So when you're doing your SEO and you're putting out content and you delete it, it's like ripping a page out of a book. On the outside, it doesn't look like it makes much of a difference. But on the inside, it actually does make a difference. And it might be 0.06% of the entire amount of social leads or social links that you're getting from your social platforms. It could be just 0.06% of that. But if you take enough of those out, if you delete enough of those, it starts to make a difference. You know, if I can increase my income just 2 or 3% every single year over and above inflation, well, we're going to make a lot of money, aren't we, over the next 20 years? And it's exactly the same for your social signals. You can't be deleting that stuff. You've got to leave that stuff out there. And even if it's wrong, even if it looks bad. I did a podcast, and on a podcast, I had a really bad cough, and I thought my microphone was muted. And it was muted in the conversation I was having with the other person on Skype, but the recording was still picking up my microphone because I was only muting Skype. I wasn't muting the microphone that was doing the recording. So when that person's talking, I'm coughing away, and I didn't know. So they put the podcast out, and then someone came back to me a couple of days later and said, I love a podcast, really good, but I don't know who it is, but someone's coughing all over it. And I'm like, oh. So I had to go back in, and I edited the podcast, and then I re-uploaded it and uploaded it over the old podcast. We didn't delete the old podcast, but we uploaded it over the podcast, which is one of the things that we can do on our podcast system. You can't really do that on Facebook. Once, you know, if you've done it on Facebook and it goes out, it's tough. It's out, you know. If you delete it, or it's gone, but you can't put something over it. But you should never, ever be deleting content. You should be getting as much content as possible out. The amount of social signals that you're going to get and how that helps you on your Google SEO is paramount. Like in the last, I think it's the last month or so, we've had like 140 additional links back to our website. 140 links. Like if you're on about getting your website up the Google rankings and you want to get more links, create more content. We used to find it really hard. People go, we'll just create great content. I don't know what great content is. Is this great content? I don't know. Do I need Tom Cruise to be crashing cars and doing whatever else Tom Cruise does, jumping off helicopters? Is that great content? Like some people would say, no. I don't know what great content is. Well, you just need to do great content. That's like saying to Usain Bolt, you just need to run faster. Well, how do I win? Well, you just run faster. You don't need a coach, just run faster. It just doesn't mean anything, you know? So I don't know what this make great content is, but I do know that you make a lot of content. Because what some people will get a lot out of, and we've had people in vans pulling over, listening to the podcast because they're in tears, and we've had emails coming from people saying all sorts of stuff as well. We know that has an effect, but it won't have an effect for everybody. They'll think that's crap content. And other people think that's amazing, that's the best thing ever. And some people are going, oh, wow, logos, yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. That's the best content ever. That's just saved me 3 weeks of waiting around for a logo. Brilliant, thank you. And other people go, that's so obvious. So I don't know what great content is, but I do know what quantity of content is, because we do it every day. We go live every day. You've got to push that content out. And it doesn't matter. Get it embedded on YouTube. Get it embedded on your website. Send it out as a podcast. Share it out on social media. People will take it, and they'll share it as well. They'll embed it on their websites and it all gets shared, and you end up with 140 links. But the more you do, the more you get, which was a podcast we did a couple of days ago. So that will do us for today. Don't worry about your logo. Nobody cares but you, and never delete content. I hope that's useful for you, folks. We'll catch up with you on Monday, because today is a Friday. Hopefully I will be out of jet lag city and be ready and raring to go on Monday. My name's Dan Lato. Have a great weekend. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.